Part 1 covered the neuroscience. This is the actual protocol. What I did each week, what surprised me, where I slipped, and the specific AI prompts that made the difference between this attempt working and failing like the two before it. If you read Part 1, you know the neuroscience. Dopamine isn't the pleasure chemical. It's the anticipation signal. Your phone delivers unpredictable micro-rewards at a pace your nervous system was never designed to handle. Over months and years, your baseline shifts. Slower rewards become literally less interesting to your brain. Not because they are. Because you've been tuned to a different frequency. That's the why. This is the how. I'm going to be specific here because vague advice is useless. Do a digital detox tells you nothing. Here is exactly what I did, week by week. What was harder than I expected, what surprised me, and where AI made the difference between this attempt succeeding and failing like the two before it. Prefer to listen. This article, narrated, good for a commute or a walk. Your browser doesn't support embedded audio. Instead, want the full system? The membership library goes deeper. Weekly AI prompts, monthly protocols, and a community of people doing the actual work. Not open yet. Founding members get their first month free. Your email. First month free when it opens. No credit card required. The full prompt library, part one of this series. Before week one, the honest baseline. The mistake I made in previous attempts was starting with a plan before I had an accurate picture of what I was actually dealing with. I thought I knew my habits. I was wrong in useful ways. Before changing anything, I spent 3 days tracking every reflexive phone pickup, every time my hand moved toward my phone for something that wasn't a genuine, specific need. I used a simple tally in a notes app. Day 1, 47. Day 2, 39. Day 3, 44. That's roughly once every 20 minutes during waking hours, reaching for my phone for no articulable reason. Baseline audit prompt. Run this first. Before I change anything, I want an accurate picture of my actual phone habits, not the ones I imagine I have. Ask me to describe my typical day in detail. When I wake up, the first thing I reach for, the patterns through the day, and the last thing I do at night. Ask follow-up questions. Don't suggest anything yet. Just help me see my actual starting point clearly. Week 1. Audit and friction. The first week I changed nothing except adding friction. I moved the 6 apps that were generating most of my reflexive picks into a folder 3 screens away, behind a password I had to type in full. Not deleted. Just made inconvenient enough to require a conscious decision rather than an automatic one. The result of adding friction alone, without any other change, was a 40% reduction in reflexive picks by day 5. Not because I was trying harder, because the automatic reach now had a speed bump. And most of the time, when I hit that speed bump, I realized I didn't actually want to be on my phone. I just wanted the itch scratched. The friction principle. You're not trying to rely on willpower. You're engineering your environment so that the automatic behavior requires a conscious choice. Even 2 extra taps is enough to interrupt the automatic reach most of the time. The goal is to pause the loop, not to fight it. Week 2. The discomfort window. The second week was the hardest. I introduced what I called a discomfort window. A period each day, starting at 20 minutes, where I sat with boredom without reaching for any stimulation at all. No phone, no podcast, no background audio. Just whatever my brain produced when left to itself. The first few sessions were genuinely uncomfortable. My mind generated restlessness, half-formed anxieties, an urgent sense that I should be doing something. That urgency is the itch. Sitting with it without scratching is where the recalibration actually begins. By day 10, the 20-minute window felt manageable. I extended it to 35 minutes. By end of week two, I was doing 45 minutes most days, and the restlessness had softened into something closer to quietness. That quietness was where my best thinking started happening. After your discomfort window, reflection prompt. I just completed X minutes of no stimulation time. Here's what my mind did. Describe honestly the thoughts, the urges, the anxiety, whatever came up. Help me understand what this tells me about what I'm usually running from when I reach for my phone. Don't reassure me. Just reflect what you hear. Weeks 3 and 4. Replace. Don't just remove. Here's where most resets fail. You remove the behavior. You white-knuckle it for a week. Then a bad day comes and the behavior comes back harder than before because you haven't given your brain anything to move toward. The research on habit change is consistent. Removal without replacement almost never holds. The brain will route around any obstacle to get the stimulus it's used to, unless you've given it a genuine alternative that delivers real reward, not just a different form of distraction. For me, the replacement was reading and walking without audio. Both were things I used to do naturally before my attention span eroded. Week 3, I read for 20 minutes every evening after dinner. Week 4, I extended it to 45 minutes. I also started taking one walk per day with no phone and no earbuds, just the walk. By the end of week 4, I'd stopped noticing the urge to check my phone during reading. The discomfort window had extended to an hour without difficulty. And I'd read more in 4 weeks than I had in the previous 6 months combined. Weekly check-in prompt, the one that made the difference. Here's my honest report from this week on the dopamine reset. Be specific. What you did, what you avoided, where you slipped, what surprised you. Don't encourage me or tell me I'm doing well. Just tell me what pattern you notice from this week versus what I've reported before, and ask me one specific question about whatever seems hardest. What AI actually did in this process? I want to be clear about this because it's easy to overclaim. AI didn't motivate me. It didn't keep me accountable in any external sense. What it did was give me a space to report honestly every evening without performing progress I didn't have. That matters more than it sounds. The pull toward telling people you're doing well, even when you're not, is strong enough to undermine most accountability systems. If your accountability partner is a friend or a group, the social stakes make honesty harder. If it's an AI that's been explicitly instructed not to encourage you, just to reflect patterns and ask hard questions, the honesty is easier, and it's the honesty that produces the insight. 2 weeks in, I had a session where I reported slipping badly, 3 hours of mindless scrolling the previous night. The response wasn't sympathy or motivation. It asked me what had happened in the 2 hours before the scroll started. I had to think about it. Then I saw it clearly. I'd had a difficult conversation that afternoon and hadn't processed it. The scroll was emotional avoidance, not habit. That distinction changed what I did next. Part 3 covers what happened 3 months after the reset ended, what held, what didn't, and what that tells you about how to set your own expectations going in. Read it before you start.